Chapter 17. I tried to ignore everything and everyone in school the next morning, but I managed to catch an earful of a few things the first three periods. First, Beau had come to school. Second, Allie was walking around with him between first and second periods, talking to him and all the Boones like it was nothing. And everybody was yakking about that, though I was pretending I didn't hear. After her blowout with Renee the night before, I decided she'd probably just reached her limit and didn't care anymore what anyone thought or said. I couldn't forget her looking so zombified as we walked back to my house from the Wawa. Third, I heard that the cops were coming for Beau. Again. I got the word from Allie, in a note she passed me during second period, who'd heard it from a couple of teachers proctoring near the bathroom when she took the hall pass. She didn't know what he had supposedly done now, or if the cops just wanted to question him. I prayed Renee hadn't blabbed that thing about Chief Bowen and Mrs. McDermott around her house and set her dad looking for revenge. I also hoped that computer disk was still lying dormant and no wide-awake cop had decided to stick it in a hard drive. As the bell rang, Allie and I nearly flew out of class, then found Beau in the cafeteria, sitting down with Sean Mathers, where they usually sat. He shrugged like it was no big deal.
"Look, whatever Chief Bowen or Mrs. Creed are up to now, I made up my mind. I ain't running and hiding from that snake of a woman, and I ain't afraid of no Renee Bowen, Queen of the Mouth Patrol." He laughed. "Hey, I've been arrested before. Besides, this time I got your old lady. She'll keep me out of the can, whatever it is."
I was scared he thought my mom was God or something. I heard enough talk about my mom's work, and I wasn't sure she could keep Beau out of juvenile if Chief Bowen wanted him there. I plopped into a chair beside Sean Mathers without really thinking, and Allie plopped down on Beau's lap. She was sitting on the edge of his leg, trying to look nonchalant, but I could see she was pretty pleased with herself. Sean said,
"Hey, anybody want half an egg salad? Damn, I hate when my mom makes me egg salad."
"So what's your mother doing making your lunch?" Beau snapped at him. "You ought to be making your own lunch. How old are you anyway?"
15.
Mathers shrugged.
"Think I'd bother my mom to make my lunch?" Beau went on. "I not only got to make my lunch, I got to make the little kids' lunches or they don't eat."
"So what do you want, a medal?" Mathers asked him. "My mom likes making my lunch."
"Give half to Adams, he's losing weight."
Beau held on to Allie with one arm, while reaching over for half of Mathers' egg salad, then dumping it in front of me.
"Eat that sandwich, Adams, you look like shit."
"He thinks he's everyone's mother."
Sean nudged me, like it was some big secret. I watched him, feeling surprised at how quiet his voice was. I had never heard Mathers' voice before. He had these fierce eyebrows and that face full of zits. I always thought if I heard his voice, it would sound like a barking dog or something. He had almost a sweet voice, like a little kid's. He sounded a little slow, maybe, but definitely not scary or loud. My eyes moved off him and looked around the cafeteria. I caught at least 20 sets of eyes on me and probably 50 on Allie. I picked up the sandwich and said, "Thanks," and took a major, dramatic bite out of it.
"And don't be leaving no crusts," Beau went on. "Yo, Mathers, give him one of them tasty cakes. They got eggs and milk in them."
Mathers grabbed his lunch bag.
"What am I? The good fairy give it all away?"
Beau reached around Allie and snapped the bag from him.
"Yeah. His mom works, and she expects him to buy the shit around here and actually eat it. Your mom wouldn't know no job if she fell over it. Now give him one, fool."